Which drugs?
The sorafenib, sunitinib, and probably a little more activity than Avastin, although the first line Avastin data was better than the prior data. So I put them into the category of drugs that primarily act through anti-angiogenesis. They slow down progression with a median of somewhere around 6 to 8 months, depending on first line or second line. And about 70% of people will have some tumor shrinkage that has some meaning in terms of delaying progression. And probably you can continue through progression in terms of time on study. And, you know, I understand the argument of level one, level two data, but the fact of the matter is the pattern for all of these drugs is identical in terms of the outcomes. So I think it's going to be toxicity profile, comfort in terms of managing patients with a given drug. I think physicians will become comfortable with a drug, and that's the one they'll use.
What's your experience been with the two drugs in terms of side effects and toxicity?
Well, we were involved in the Targets trial. We were not involved in the phase 2 SUTENT trial, but we were involved in the phase 3. And then we put a lot of patients on expanded access protocols as they opened up because we just felt we were obligated to the patients to make the drugs available. I think about a third of patients on either drug require a lot of dose adjustment, and two-thirds just keep chucking through without much problem at all. The ones that have problems take up a lot of time for the nursing staff. But it's not like they're having life-threatening toxicity. They're managing and they're adjusted. So I've seen the overwhelming fatigue that's described with SUTENT, but it's not universal. I've seen more myelosuppression, which can be an issue, which requires you to do the dose interruptions. The dose interruptions are awkward only because you have to think about it. It's not like they're continuing on a drug. But as I've heard other people say, the patients are going to take drug holidays on their own to just make sure that they can stay on the drug but manage the drug.